This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. This leaked video of World Health Organization experts admitting that vaccines are dangerous and causing harm and have long-term side effects and so on, the implications of this, I think, are only beginning to be understood by people who are paying attention. What's astonishing is that this is not just an admission that vaccines are dangerous. You know, this video of these people, these experts admitting that, but it's also an admission that they've known about it this whole time and they've covered it up. Finally, it's an admission that we, the independent media, that we have been correct this entire time. We told the truth, and yet we were labeled fake news. We told the truth about vaccines, and yet we were banned and censored by Google or Twitter or everybody else. We were banned by Vimeo and Pinterest. We were banned by Facebook and YouTube for telling the truth about vaccines, the truth that is now being confirmed by these once secret videos that reveal the testimony of World Health Organization experts, UN experts. So what we're really witnessing here is the beginning of the end of the vaccine criminal cartel. This is a massive multi-decade cover-up that dwarfs the big tobacco conspiracy. Remember that, where the tobacco industry conspired to say, oh, nicotine's not addictive and cigarettes don't cause heart disease and lung cancer. Remember that? This is the same thing, but way bigger. The vaccine deep state, which controls the media, controls the tech giants, controls the UN, controls the medical journals and the medical schools and doctors' educations. That entire system, that institution, has been lying to the public for decades and deliberately putting dangerous ingredients and adjuvants into vaccines, knowing that they harm children, while they covered it up. We are talking about exposing a massive criminal enterprise on a global scale that has harmed and killed millions of children over the years around the world. Harmed and killed millions of children. And yet, the only way that they can continue to lie and cover their own crimes is to engage in censorship and run propaganda campaigns that lie to the public, that mislead people. Like we saw this article in WikiHow recently that was teaching children how to secretly get vaccinated against your parents' wishes. That's the kind of tactic that the vaccine industry is engaged in. And of course, maliciously smearing anybody who's a vaccine skeptic, anybody who dares to ask questions about vaccines is immediately smeared all over Wikipedia, immediately censored, immediately slandered, lied about all over the media. It doesn't matter who it is, they're going to get smeared. But the truth has been on our side all along. And that's what these videos are revealing. We are the ones who have been working tirelessly to protect children, not the vaccine industry that has exploited children and harmed children knowingly. They've used children as medical experiments. That's happened not only in Nigeria, but countries across Africa and also in the United States. The whole history of Big Pharma's medical experiments has been documented on our website, naturalnews.com. You can just go there and search for the history of medical experiments on human guinea pigs. And guinea pigs is spelled G-U-I-N-E-A, by the way, like Guinea is how you might pronounce that. Guinea pigs. That's how you spell guinea pigs. People misspell that all the time. But look, we now know that they know. We know that the globalists know that their vaccines are killing children and harming children, and that they have been lying to us deliberately this whole time. So is it not a criminal cartel? Aren't they involved in a racketeering medical conspiracy on a scale that we've never seen before in the history of human civilization, at least in the arena of public health, public medicine? This is a global conspiracy to harm children for profit. These are crimes against humanity. And the number of children that have been harmed or killed by this, let's be honest, dwarfs even the number of innocent Jewish citizens who were slaughtered in the Holocaust. And that's why I have called this a vaccine Holocaust. Not out of any disrespect to those who were killed in the historical Holocaust of World War II, but rather out of respect for all human life spanning the decades and the generations that human lives today are valuable too, just like human lives in 1939 and 1941. And it's always wrong for deceptive big government institutions to mass murder or mass harm millions of people so that they can have more power and profit. What the Third Reich did in World War II is what the vaccine industry is doing today. And it's no coincidence that IG Farben, the chemical conglomerate that was run by the Nazis, was broken up after found guilty of committing crimes against humanity. It was broken into three companies. One of those is BASF, B-A-S-F, that you may know. And another company is Bayer, the maker of children's aspirin, the maker of pesticides, the maker of pharmaceuticals, Bayer, and vaccine ingredients as well, I believe. Bayer has already committed crimes against humanity, demonstrating that they're willing to do that as long as they get power and profit. Zyklon B gas, the experiments were run on Jewish prisoners in Nazi Germany by Bayer scientists. So don't have any illusions, folks, when it comes to crimes against humanity. The drug cartels, the pharma companies, the chemical conglomerates, they have already proven they are willing to do this. They have done it before, and they just got caught doing it again. Vaccines are weapons, and vaccinations and immunizations, it is a weapon delivery system. The weapons have multiple purposes. Number one, it's to brain damage children and to keep adults dumbed down so that people don't rise up and have the presence of mind to question their rulers, frankly. And secondly, it's about infertility, spontaneous abortions, and depopulation. It's about not just killing people, but making sure that they can't have children. And that if they're pregnant, they're now being hit with multiple vaccines so that they do have an abortion. And there are stories all over America of women who are pregnant. They go get vaccinated because their doctor says, oh, pregnant women should be vaccinated now. And they lose their baby. That is the intended goal. It's not a side effect. It is the primary effect. That's what vaccines are designed to do. And that's why vaccines are deliberately laced with toxic chemicals that achieve these results. They are neurotoxins. They damage the immune system. They damage the reproductive system. They have, you know, mutagenic properties. They are filled with DNA that has been altered and engineered to cause cancer. Vaccines are designed to cause death and harm and disease and depopulation. This is their goal. That's the vaccine industry in a nutshell. And they lie to the public and say they're safe and effective and that they're here to save humanity and save lives, when behind the scenes, we now know that they know they are intending to kill off humanity. That is their goal. That's who they are. And I remember when I said this 5 years ago, a lot of people couldn't believe it. They thought, oh, where are you getting this from? Now, today, people understand this in numbers that are just exploding. In fact, the vaccine industry is freaking out because nurses and doctors are now getting educated about all this. And they realize I was right 5 years ago. It's all coming out. The videos are being leaked. The transcripts are getting published. The scientific evidence is building each and every year, like the recent DNA analysis of vaccines from that lab in Italy, found a human genome, full set of DNA in vaccines. What are you doing injecting children with the DNA of other dead children in an act of bizarre medical cannibalism? You take the blood of dead children or the DNA from the tissues of dead children and you inject them into healthy children? What for God's sake? Well, it's to harm them. The vaccine industry is run by medical molesters and child murderers. That's who they are, and they know that's who they are, and that is their goal. They hate humanity, they hate children, they hate healthy babies, especially. And that's why they try to vaccinate them as quickly as possible after birth, because they want to cause that damage as soon as possible, before the parents might get educated about the dangers of vaccines. They want to cause that harm as quickly as possible. And these vaccine criminals should be arrested and locked away. They are a clear and present danger to humanity. They're at war with human life, and they hate healthy human babies, just like the abortion industry. And by the way, the vaccine industry and the abortion industry go hand in hand. One provides tissue to the other. It's sick. It's sick. These people are psycho criminals with medical degrees, and they are running the governments, and they're running the tech giants, and they should be behind bars, and they should be prosecuted for crimes against children. So stay informed. Read my website, vaccines.news, and you can see more vaccine truth videos at Brighteon.com. Now, the hub for true videos about vaccines, vaccine ingredients, vaccine dangers, vaccine conspiracy, the cover-ups, all of it, the fake science of the vaccine industry, everything. It's all exposed there on brighteon.com. So check it out. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Share this everywhere. Since we've been censored everywhere, we rely on you to help get the word out. Thank you for sharing. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do, no one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.